In today's show, Bitcoin gains $2,000 in hours, touching 67,000. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis from crypto analysts, Rec Capital, as well as Mikhail Van de Pop. Also in today's show, breaking news, $2.2 trillion asset manager PIMCO plans to buy more crypto. That's right, the mass institutional adoption continues as fixed income manager PIMCO is planning to increase its exposure to digital currencies such as Bitcoin. Also in today's show, Bitcoin futures ETF hits $1 billion in assets under management and a record breaking 2 days, as Eric Balchunas points out here, record breaker BITO assets up to $1.1 billion after today, making it the fastest ETF to get to $1 billion in 2 days, breaking gold's 18-year-old record, which took 3 days. Also in today's show, the same analyst that said $200,000 to $300,000 Bitcoin looks program still says the Bitcoin price is nowhere near a top. That's right. I'll be breaking down the latest updates from crypto analyst, tech dev, as well as Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, as well as this $322,000 Bitcoin price prediction. And we'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, many of the alts are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. Welcome to Bitcoin price discovery mode. Bitcoin touched $67,000 yesterday and passed $66,000 again this morning on October 21st after fresh macro turbulence sparked a retest of previous all-time highs. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro in TradingView showed Bitcoin recovering from a dip to 64,000 overnight. The move had come in step with a come down in stocks, which were reacting to renewed concerns over Chinese property giant Evergrande. Nonetheless, Bitcoin managed to preserve higher levels, resulting in only a brief trip below the $64,900 threshold, which has held as the Bitcoin record since April of this year. And as crypto analyst Rec Capital points out here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin successfully retested the orange area as support to reach a new all-time high. Now Bitcoin is dipping to turn its previous old all-time high into support, which you can see right here in the blue. And as crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop shares here, markets always go higher than the majority expects. Probably what will happen in the coming months. Let me know if you agree or disagree with these crypto analysts. Now let's discuss the $75,000 target next. As we all know, after Bitcoin surpassed its all-time highs of 64,800, touching 67,000 after a squeeze took Bitcoin $3,000 higher, the monthly candle for October, analysts noted, is already larger than the entire Bitcoin all-time high from December of 2017. As crypto analyst 8 Global shares here, Bitcoin is testing its old all-time high for support. If we bounce from here, some levels to keep an eye on are around $75,000, $87,000, and $96,000, derived from the recent price action using the Fibonacci retracement tool, as you can see right here in this chart. Also like to point out the significance of the Fibonacci. It's responsible for the long-term Bitcoin price findings, which currently puts the peak of this Bitcoin bull cycle at as much as $300,000 per BTC. And the trough, by contrast, could be anywhere from $47,000 to $60,000, which is still an order of magnitude higher than the last cycle's $3,100 floor. So that's right, $60,000 to be the new low. Don't you love it when old highs suddenly become new lows? Welcome to Price Discovery Mode. And before I break down next breaking story of the day, $2.2 trillion asset manager PIMCO plans to buy more crypto, as well as Bitcoin futures ETF hits a whopping $1 billion in assets under management in a record-breaking 2 days, as well as the same analyst that said $200 to $300,000 Bitcoin looks program still says that the Bitcoin price is nowhere near a top, as well as I break down for you this $322,000 Bitcoin price prediction. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the top cryptos are currently pumping and in the green, with Bitcoin up 1.2%, trading just above 65,000. We have Ether breaking out up 7%, trading above 4,200, looking to retest all-time highs, while Solana is up almost 17%, trading at $186. We have Cardano, XRP, Polkadot, and Chainlink all pumping and in the green. Let's freaking go. Now for our next story of the day, fixed income manager PIMCO is planning to increase its exposure to digital currencies such as Bitcoin after dabbling in the asset class through crypto-linked securities, offering the latest evidence that major institutions are starting to embrace the emerging asset class. That's right, in a new interview with CNBC on Wednesday, Chief Investment Officer Daniel Ifeskin confirmed that PIMCO already had exposure to crypto-linked securities through various hedge fund portfolios. He said that the firm plans to gradually increase its exposure to the asset class as part of its trend-following strategies or quant-oriented strategies, and he further explained, this will be a gradual process where we spent a lot of time on the internal diligence side speaking to investors, and we'll take baby steps in an area that's rapidly growing. Now, founded in 1971, PIMCO is one of the world's largest asset managers focused on active fixed income securities. The firm's assets under management total $2.2 trillion as of December 31st, 2020. Now, the news dropped on Wednesday. As we all know, Bitcoin shattered all-time highs, touching 67,000, and Ether eclipsed now 4,200 for the first time since May. And in the process, the total crypto market cap reached a new record high, touching $2.67 trillion. Now, institutions have been piling into crypto investments for much of this year, reflecting the growing mainstream acceptance of digital assets. A September survey from European investment manager Nickel Digital Asset Management revealed that nearly two-thirds, or 62%, of the global institutional investors with zero exposure to crypto plan to make their first investments within 12 months. Meanwhile, institutional capital was the major driving force behind Asia's 706% surge in crypto transactions over the past year, according to data from Chainalysis. So there you have it. Let the mass institutional adoption continue. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin futures ETF hits $1 billion in assets under management in a record-breaking 2 days, as well as the same analyst that said $200 to $300,000 Bitcoin looks program still says the Bitcoin price is nowhere near a top, as well as I break down for you this $322,000 Bitcoin price prediction. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.7 trillion with $126 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 46.3%, with the Ether dominance on the climb at 19.1%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Nexo leading the pack, up about 24%, trading at $2.30. Solana up a whopping 21.5%, trading just under $192. And ThorChain up about 18%, trading at $8.84. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated an 84 out of 100 in extreme greed. Yesterday was an 82, last week a 70, and last month a 27 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Since the ProShares Bitcoin Strategy ETF started trading this week, it has become the fastest fund ever to reach $1 billion in assets under management. The highly anticipated launch for the first Bitcoin futures exchange traded fund in the U.S. is BITO, which has resulted in a number of milestone achievements. Bloomberg senior ETF analyst Eric Balchunas reported that the fund was the quickest ever to reach a 10-figure assets under management mark after just 2 days of trading. BITO easily surpassed the previous record holder, a gold-based fund with the ticker GLD, which took 3 days to hit the billion-dollar mark back in 2004. And checking out his tweets here on crypto Twitter, he wrote, the fastest ETF to ever get to $1 billion naturally was GLD in 2004. It did it in 3 days. No one has really come that close since. BITO has $570 million after 1 day and a legit shot to at least tie this DiMaggio S feet. And then James Seyfarth wrote, here's the new chart of BITO added, 2 days of trading to crack $1 billion. And Eric Balchunas updated us. Record breaker, BITO assets up to $1.1 billion after today, making it the fastest ETF to get to $1 billion, breaking JLD's 18-year-old record, which took 3 days. So there you have it. Balchunas exclaimed, "I've never seen anything like this. I bet ProShares is even shocked." And Balchunas commented that there are not many contracts left to buy if this volume continues, referring to a post by the ETF store president, Nate Garassi, stating that nearly 45% of BITO exposure is now in November futures contracts, as he shares here on Crypto Twitter. If BITO keeps up this pace of inflows, it won't have any futures left to buy by the end of the month due to position limits. The ProShares fund has also broke the record for the highest ever first day of organic volume, which hit $1 billion on Tuesday when it launched. More than 24 million shares were traded during its debut day. And since the ETF went live, it has now traded more than $2 billion in volume. And Balchunas had predicted that the next Bitcoin futures fund launch will be on Friday. This will likely be the Valkyrie Bitcoin Strategy ETF, which is changing its ticker back to BTF in preparation back from BTFD, which we all know is an acronym for Buy the Frickin' Dip. As Eric Balchunas updates us here, just got word that Valkyrie is changing the ticker back to BTF. The SEC probably wasn't a fan of BTFD. Also, odds are growing they will launch tomorrow. Not final yet, though. So there you have it. And before I break down our final story of the day, this analyst that said $200,000 to $300,000 Bitcoin looks programmed still says the Bitcoin price is nowhere near a top, as well as I break down for you this $322,000 Bitcoin price prediction. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 950 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And of course, you can follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. On Wednesday, just before Bitcoin surpassed the digital assets all-time high, the crypto analyst known as Tech Dev says the two-week chart looks strong and ready for much higher highs. And a few weeks back on September 24th, he wrote this, $200,000 to $300,000 Bitcoin looks almost to program. And this week, the analyst noted that we are nowhere near a top. That's right. And throughout Bitcoin's lifetime, traditionally, the last 3 months of the year are notable times when Bitcoin sees significant gains. That's right. Q4 is going to be lit and we are just getting started. And checking out this tweet from Plan B just a couple of days ago, he put a check mark once we surpass 63,000. And all the way back on June 20th, this has been prophetic. He wrote, "My worst case scenario for 2021 priced on chain base was August 47,000, right on the money. September 43,000, again, right on the money. And now October, we already surpassed his worst case scenario of 63,000. And for next month of November, he shows Bitcoin closing at a minimal of 98,000 and December's close being above $135,000. Now, it's also important I point out his best case scenario, which he says 450,000 per BTC. So put that in your hopium bong and smoke it. Now let's talk about the latest from crypto analyst Tech Dev, who says that $200,000 to $300,000 Bitcoin looks almost to program. And I would agree if you look at the Fibonacci statistics. And now that we hold above 64,000, Tech Dev is still very optimistic. Checking out his tweet here, "Bitcoin 2 week chart looks strong and ready for much higher highs. Expect RSI to peak around 93 to 94. Stochastic RSI should be maxed and flat at this time as well. Both halfway there from July low and the dollar increase per indicator value should accelerate from here. Nowhere near a top." And he also goes on to share here, "LOL, Bitcoin MVRV score is identical to this day in 2013. Can't make this stuff up. So yeah, we got some room to run." And as he shares in this chart, it shows top, we should be somewhere up here, which shows the Bitcoin price hovering above $100 million per BTC. Let's freaking go. Tech Dev also shared a tweet from another Bitcoin proponent called Crypto Caesar, who is also very bullish. The tweet stemmed from commentary Crypto Caesar made in the summer, months when Bitcoin's price was much lower. Checking it out right here on crypto Twitter. "Nothing has changed my previous opinion. I firmly believe we are still in a bull market. 64,000 was not the top, not even halfway patience, HODL. If in doubt, read my thread below and why I believe we still have plenty of juice in the tank yet. Anyone with access to a logarithmic Bitcoin chart that extends from the beginning of Bitcoin's first price point until today can clearly see the possibility of a double top or double bubble scenario. The 2017 Bitcoin bull run did not have much of a double bubble run up, and it was mostly a single run up parabolic jump towards 20,000. However, in 2013, Bitcoin clearly had a double bubble, jumping over $200 per coin in mid-April 2013 and then diving to $70 per unit. And after the dip in spring, Bitcoin surprised everyone when it reached a high of $1,250 per unit in December of 2013. And checking out the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, he updated us this morning. Bitcoin looking strong, RSI 70 and in all-time high mode, as you can see in the red. And checking out this prediction from the Bitcoin archive, the last time Bitcoin weekly RSI was at this level on the way up, the price was $13,000 and went up 5x. If that repeats, we're talking about a $322,000 Bitcoin price. We are just getting started. And I want to remind everyone, these bullish price predictions from some of the top analysts, we have Max Keiser predicting 220,000 still in play before the end of this year. We have Thomas Lee, one of the co-founders of Litecoin. He predicts Bitcoin hits 168,000 this year. We have Bobby Lee, his brother, predicting a $400,000 Bitcoin price cycle top. We have Mikhail Vende Pop predicting Bitcoin north of 250,000. We have Raul Pau, who I shared in a previous episode, predicting 200,000 before the end of this year and 400,000 as a cycle top. And also he predicts that Ethereum will hit $40,000 for the cycle top as well as next year, which is likely to happen in Q1 or Q2. But let me know your thoughts on where you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to land before the end of this year, as well as your cycle high price prediction top. Holla at your boy in the live chat. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin gains $2,000 in hours, touching 67,000 as the new all-time high. Also in today's show, I shared breaking news. $2.2 trillion asset manager PIMCO plans to buy more crypto. Let's go. Also in today's show, Bitcoin futures ETF hits $1 billion in assets under management in a record breaking 2 days. And I also shared the analyst that said the $300,000 Bitcoin looks program still says that the Bitcoin price is nowhere near a top. And I also shared with you this $322,000 Bitcoin price prediction for this cycle top. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. I want to give a quick shout out to Lawrence and Helen. As always, I appreciate your super chat contributions. And now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. My man Pokemon wrote, "Hey JV, great show on the historic day, all-time high achieved and heading towards $100,000. I predict by month end." Some will say crazy, but given the history and the chart, it is achievable. Not too bothered as I am an investor, not a trader, so I buy and hold BTC. I have to stake in some altcoins, which I use to create more BTC. Take care. God bless you and yours. $100,000 by month's end. Send it. Cheers, fam. Now for our next featured comment of the day, coming from Steve Hubbs, who wrote, "Bitcoin surpassed Plan B's $63,000 prediction for the end of the month already. His Bitcoin prediction for the end of November is 98,000. So if he continues to be right, then Bitcoin is likely going over 100,000 by the end of November." Precisely, fam. $100,000 incoming. Let's go. And our third and final featured comment of the day comes from Katie Lux, who wrote, "168,000. Let's freaking go. Awesome moment to be alive. Forget that plandemic-ish. This bull run will eclipse and bury all that nonsense. Level up out of the matrix, fam. We're in for the ride of our lives. Let's freaking go, Bitcoin. Thanks, JV, for your bullish momentum. Always peace and love." And my response, well said, fam. Strap in and get ready because Bitcoin is about to go where no man has ever gone before, the moon. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed safe and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free.